Have you heard of Cush?
Not except that I read a column in the newspaper by Leo Aikman in the Constitution, and he has been writing about that. So I have become educated about that myself, and it seems that Cush is a kind of fried corn mush or bread that is getting close to what we call dressing. You've eaten chicken dressing. Yeah. But I'm really, we never call it Cush in my family, but he's been writing about it lately in his column. It's kind of a southern, you know, old-fashioned southern thing, too.
Have you exhausted all your knowledge about different corn meals and corn breads and
spoon bread? There's something called spoon bread.
I've heard of these things.
And I've heard of that, too, never eaten it. Now, it's kind of an old southern dish, and my mother's neighbor makes that. the lady I was telling you about, I wish you could interview. It's just cornbread, though, with a few more eggs in it, as far as I can gather.
Mm-hmm. How about
in Virginia?
Is cornbread like a corn muffin mixture, only it's just in a one single round of square around
the
pan?
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I usually cut in squares, and I bake mine in a black skillet. It cooks better in a black iron, that heavy black iron cookware,
right?
Because it gets crisper or something. So I usually cook mine in a, I don't cook it often, but I put it in a skillet and then just slice it out like pieces of pie.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting hungry. There's homemade bread, what we're just talking about, or there's what kind of bread?
Stovebought.
Okay. And little pastries that are round.
Pies,
but most
tarts.
Small ones, most of the time, have a hole in the middle.
Donuts.
Okay. Can you do the same thing you did with cornbread and tell me the different kinds of donuts there are?
Well, there's a cake donut. And then there's a raised, R-A-I-S-E-D, a raised donut.
Now, what's the difference there?
I think the raised one is made with yeast, and it gets real light. But I think this is being, I don't think the general public knows that. When I go to buy them now at the Krispy Kreme donut, I noticed up there it says glazed, G-L-A-Z-E-D, glazed donuts.
Well, aren't they?
Isn't that funny? And the glaze on them is nothing but sugar.
Sugar and honey.
Frosting, that's right. But evidently, that people don't realize that what they want is a raised donut. See, the yeast raises them up to be real light.
I think glazed donuts usually, well, see, in the north anyway, we have glazed donuts, and they are a raised donut. But glazed just does refer to the sugar, and a cakey donut is kind of like sometimes the ones that are covered in powdered sugar,
solid.
They're more like a cake, and they're heavier.
But they could still have a glaze on them. The fact that it has that glaze on them doesn't mean, you see, that's been interchanged. They are lost or something.
Yeah, something. How about other kinds of pastries that are smaller than a donut?
Smaller than a donut? Cookies.
Or just other than a donut.
Cookies. I've heard them called tea cakes.
That's something I've noticed down here. We have a lot of Danish pastries, what we call Danish pastries.
We call them sweet rolls down here.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. Coffee cake.
Can you think of any others?
I guess that's about all I know.
Okay. How about, we were talking about pancakes before. What are some other synonyms or things that are like pancakes besides the corn ones that you already told me about?
Well, I've heard them called flapjacks, but that's really not, I don't think, common to this area. Griddle cake.